The strikes are expected to continue for now, but what do you think is going to happen next? How much worse could this get? Could it blow out into more of a conflict, or could there be pressure for a tamping down and some sort of talks happening?
I think, as ever with Donald Trump, everything is possible. He has said to the Atlantic magazine today that he was up for talks with the new and surviving leadership. So that is an option. It's also possible, and Netanyahu has said that he's going to intensify, Israel's going to intensify its strikes. I think a lot will depend on how successful Iran is in fighting back. Up to now, only very few Iranian missiles have got through to their intended targets. The death toll, certainly compared to the death toll in Iran, is very small, but they really only have to get through once to make a big impact. And what if they were to manage to hit, as their allies, the Houthis, almost did, a U.S. battleship or a U.S. destroyer? That would completely change the complexion of this conflict, certainly as seen from the point of view of the U.S. electorate. So there are wild cards that are out there that could completely change this, and it makes it very difficult to predict its trajectory.
The U.S. has wanted regime change for 47 years. They've had this ongoing conflict with Iran politically. When you step back, what do you see with this? What's your enduring impression of where this could be headed, especially when it comes to the future of the current regime in Iran?
I think it is hard to envisage a transition to some Western friendly, stable government. I think it is more likely that some other part of the regime comes to the fore, like the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guards. It's also very easy to imagine regime breakdown, partial breakdown that leads to a chaotic situation with minorities, separatists, opposition groups, supporters of the monarchy fighting for control, and a very bloody situation as we witnessed in Libya and in Syria. It is possible to imagine a situation far, far worse than the current regime, although the current regime is a terrible and murderous regime.
Julian, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
That was senior international correspondent Julian Borger. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert and Joe Koning, who also did the sound design and mixing. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to follow Full Story wherever you get your podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.